Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning,
and welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are certainly welcome here with us this day. A couple of things, I might sound a little different because our sound system is different. So we have been working on borrowed sound, as it were, but we'll get through and we'll get ours repaired and so that it will work consistently. We do have the following announcements. Today at 3 o'clock in Southwick, at Southwick Congregational Church, there is a gathering of the Hamden Association of the United Church of Christ, and we will be talking about covenant. There's a worship section, a fellowship section, and a sharing section, so that we can talk about the various things that are happening in our church and in the churches in the Hamden County area. So if you'd like to come, you don't need to register. Just simply come at 3 o'clock. We're going to start in the church part at 3 today. On Tuesday, do I have the right Tuesday for community table? We are cooking and serving. On Tuesday, if you are able to participate in either the cooking, the preparing, and or the serving, please talk to Cindy or Mamie. All right, Mamie didn't know I was going to, Cindy didn't know I was going to say that either, but you can talk to either one of them. They will take care of that. This Thursday, I am very excited because the food truck from the Westfield Food Pantry will be here at First Congregational Church. And we're going to host the Westfield Food Pantry every Thursday. Starting this week, they'll be out on the side of the building that runs parallel to Fellowship Hall. They'll be right there, right on that pavement. We're taking Bob Brownlee's parking space. And we're going to put the truck right there. As of right now, they do not need any volunteers. If that changes, I am sure that I will hear about it. Correct? Yep, Elizabeth says yes. All right. So just be aware that they are there. The last announcement I have, and I know Alice is going to come up and make an announcement, but I want you to be aware that in June, we have a program for students in grades 2 through 8, probably kids who just finished grades 2 through 8 or rising into 2 and 8, rising into grades 2 and 8, so you just finished grades 1 through 7, and that is called Make a Joyful Noise. It is a week-long program that will be in the evenings from 6:30 until 8, right here at First Congregational Church, led by Janet St. Jean and her crew of volunteers, myself included. So we will be here. Just wanted to make you aware that good things are happening right here at First Congregational Church. I know that Alice has an announcement she'd like to share. And if anyone else, come on up.
Good morning. I'd just like to give a shout out to an item that's in your bulletin. On Saturday, June the 3rd, we're having an all-church hike and picnic up at Noble View Outdoor Center in Russell. Details are in your bulletin. We have a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board if you know you're coming. And please see me after church at coffee hour if you have any questions. I'd be glad to answer them. Thank you.
We have a Bachelor of Science of Nursing in the house. Congratulations. Can we read the downs right here? Raise your hand, because you got your bachelor's degree this weekend. That's awesome. Are there any other announcements? Let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship. We have come to worship God, the living God,
who calls prophets and teachers to bear witness.
We have come to praise God, the Almighty God.
Who answers the forces of hatred and murder within the power of praises.
We have come to worship God, all gracious God.
Who chooses even you and me to receive and carry the word of life and hope. All glory to God.
Please join in gathering hymn just as I am in your blue hymn.
Mysterious God, you reveal yourself in Jesus, your beloved child, who gives us a glimpse of your glory and invites us to share in the unity of all that is holy, the holiness that is you, your creation, your people, united in the spirit that breaks through all boundaries of fear and injustice. Meet us here today, O unity, and teach us to be one in love for each other, one in understanding for all who find in Jesus the way to you, one in peace with all who find other paths to your truth. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, whose fervent prayer was ever, may they all be one, as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated.
This morning is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Now please join me in a responsive reading taken from Psalm 27. Those on the right will read first. Those on the left will read second. All together, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, see his face. Your face, Lord, do I see."
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from John's Gospel. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, and they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. The word of God for the people of God. Have you ever won an award? Anybody here ever won an award? It's like, oh, I have. You know, it's not one of those things we're all going to raise our hands and jump up and down about, but maybe we have or been given a merit raise. The feelings you experience when being honored range from embarrassment, as you don't like being the focal point, to exhilarating, particularly if your parents or family members are present to share it. Maybe you were the captain or a leader of a team that did something to help your company, and you were honored as such and won an award or was even given a trip. Oftentimes, our schools will have honors ceremonies for academics, athletics, or various activities. It is always wonderful to be appreciated, or at least recognized, for a job well done. If a company is trying to raise the morale of its employees, it may have a meeting or a rally for its employees. This allows everyone to participate and to be happy to be included. Keep that in mind as we go along this morning. As members of the body of Christ, we participate in the ascension event described in this morning's readings from the Acts of the Apostles. The reading tells us some of who was present at the time. It must have been pretty awe-inspiring to see. Luke, who is considered to be the author of the Acts of the Apostles, more or less gives us the matter-of-fact version and then has everyone off to the upper room where they engage in some sort of retreat. Prayerful, but a retreat. It's my thought that it took them a while to figure out what they had seen. Maybe they thought that the whole resurrection and ascension was simply too much to fathom. But they saw the risen Christ ascend before their very eyes. It was as if this was the metaphorical culmination. Jesus had gone as high as he could. Those he loved the most were to share in this, even his own mother and brothers. She and they could see the fruition of all that had happened and look on with pride and awe. She included herself with the other women, the disciples, and his brothers in prayerful preparation for what was to come. Maybe they too needed to be raised to new heights. I think that we also need to be raised to new heights in our spiritual life. We need the renewal of the resurrection and ascension to help lift our spirits as we work to spread the good news here on earth. As we stated earlier, it's a great feeling to be lifted up. Why not do it spiritually as well? Hopefully, when we come to church, we get part of that lift that helps us ascend to new heights with God. We are nourished by coming together with our friends and church members to sing, pray, read and hear God's word, and worship God. We get to speak with each other and share our ideas or what's happening in our lives or what has happened in the last week or maybe something that we're looking forward to. Our time of fellowship in Fellowship Hall allows us not only to socialize, but to be in service to one another. My friends, it is crucial that we invite anyone and everyone, to our church, to share in that. We want people to feel raised in the Spirit as we offer extravagant welcome and hospitality to whoever comes through our doors. We can have all the riches that we want, traditions that we keep going forever, but without welcoming in new people, who's going to participate? Now, if you're new here today or haven't been in church in a while, I want to say welcome or welcome back, welcome home. We want you, as well as everyone, to feel raised up in the Spirit. In a very special way, I also want to extend a warm welcome to our time of fellowship and refreshment that we call coffee hour. The sermon may even be a bit shorter to allow me to share that with you. There are many things happening right here in our area that allow others to be raised up, to ascend in their relationship with God. This afternoon, the Handen Association of the United Church of Christ will gather at Southwick Congregational Church for a time of celebration of covenant in the love and justice of Jesus. This covenant allows us to support each other, to help raise each other up. If one church has more, they can give some ideas and help another church to be raised. And that's what we plan to celebrate this afternoon. We want to be able to share the ministries that we do and learn about the other ministries that other churches do, to help us raise up and to help them raise or rise as well. This week at First Congregational Church, we will host the Westfield Food Pantry in their food truck as they strive to provide a nourishing meal to anyone who comes along. No credentials. Anybody who shows up is going to get a meal for as long as they last. This is our way of helping others reach new heights. Are you getting the theme here? First Church Westfield will also offer a program for young people, regardless of where they may worship or who they are in the community. We want everyone to feel our welcome as our young people learn to make a joyful noise to the Lord. It's also our hope that they'll be in Westfield right here at our church at the end of June to lift us up as we lift them up. We know through our faith that the Lord is our light and our salvation. It is our duty as Christians to share that with each other, to allow them and us to be raised to new heights, so that, as Jesus told us in today's gospel, we may all be one. Amen. Listed in the bulletin, as well as those joys and concerns that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. We pray for our government leaders, for the men and women in the armed forces, particularly Cody, for our National Guard, reserves, Peace Corps, and all those who serve the cause of peace and justice across the world. We continue to pray for peace in Ukraine, and we pray for Hello Haiti and the people who live in Haiti. We pray for our church and our ministry in Westfield beyond, and I ask especially for prayers for those who will be serving at the community table for the first time since the pandemic. In a very special way, we pray for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Don, Anne, Vanessa, Dave, Kathy, Lisa, Bob, Shirley, Judy, Rick, Joan, Marilyn, Barry, Linda, Norma, Donna, Jackie, Chris, Kurt, and Ariana. And we remember our friends in senior care facilities, Nancy, Joan, Barbara, Betty, and Kathy. And we rejoice with our absent brother, Roger, who celebrates his birthday tomorrow. And again, for all those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts. May God be with you. Please pray with me. You are free, Lord. Your ascension has set you free. Free from the constraints of human existence, outside the limitations of time and space, free to be here with us now, in our worship and fellowship, and free to be with us always. For in your freedom, you have bound yourself to us with a promise. Lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of time. We pray, Lord, for those who need to feel you close, who need the assurance of your love, the encouragement of your spirit. Let us remember those in a moment of silence. We pray for those who are persecuted, who are discriminated against, who are mocked because of their faith or race or color. Again, we pray silently. We pray for those who are imprisoned, who are tortured, who are exiled, because they have fought, struggled, and spoken out for the rights of their people. And we pray for those who are destitute, who are hungry, who are refugees because of the selfishness and apathy of the world. We pray for these silently. We pray for those who are filled with guilt, who are brokenhearted, who are perplexed because of a relationship gone wrong. We pray for those who are feeling fed up, who are in discomfort, who are afraid because they are ill in body, mind, or spirit. And we pray for those who are numbed, who are angry, who are desolate, because they have been bereaved. Again, we pray silently. We pray for those caught up in war and violence and hatred. especially the innocent victims of these evils. And we pray at this time of financial turmoil for those who have lost jobs, those who struggle to pay bills, and those who have the power to effect positive change. We pray silently. Be with us all, Lord, in our daily struggles as we seek to follow you. Be with us, Lord, in our periods of doubt and despair, and in our times of happiness, health, and loving. Be with us, Lord, until that time when in your kingdom of love our joy will know no end. Please continue to help us raise up to new heights. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our giving expresses our faith in Jesus Christ and our love for all. In the church, we depend on our prayers for one another and the generosity of our support for the programs that will help us all to grow in wisdom and capacity to serve. With this, our morning offering will be received.
Take from this heart, oh, for Lord.
these gifts and through our faithful attention to the tasks you call us to do. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Give living witness and go out and testify to God's love, active in the world, and go knowing that God goes with us, sharing the laughter and the hopes and the fears and the tears. Thanks be to God. Amen.